The Gemara here brings the machlokes of Yehudin the Rabbanan, if there was one Cain or two Cainim. According to the Rabbanan, there were two. So when he came out with the Dama Par, after he finished the Dama Par, he put it down on the Cain, he went and shechted the Sar, and then he came into Lefnai Lefnim and did the Zvikas of the Dama Sar, and came back out, he put it on Cain Sheni Shebeichel, and then he went to pick up the Dama Par. Rabbi Yehuda says there's only one. So the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he had to first take off the Dama Par and then put down the Dama Sar, right? He did the Dama Par first, went outside, shechted the Sar, brought the Sar, Dama Sar, and did the Dama Sar second, Lefnai Lefnim. When he came out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to first pick up the Dama Par and then you could put down the Dama Sar, because there's only one Cain. The Gemara explains, because he didn't want the Dama Par and Dama Sar to get mixed up. Shemchul Shekai Gadol, you might mix them up. But according to the Rabbanan, that's the Huda Nachas the Kaim in the Rava, and he said there was a second Cain, but he said that you picked up the Dama Par and then put down the Dama Sar. So Rava told him, it's Chadik Rav Yudah v'Chadik Rabbanan. He said according to the Rabbanan is two Cains, but then according to the Rabbanan, you don't first pick up the Dama Par and then put down the Dama Sar, you first put down the Dama Sar, then pick up the Dama Par. So that's Allah, according to the Rabbanan, you first put down the Dama Sar and then put down the Dama Par. So Rabbi Kivegan Galina Shas is Mitzayin the Magen of Rome and Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. And he asks Akasha this Gemara in the Ramah. The Ramah says the following. The Ramah says that when there are two Sifrei Torah, we're learning from two Sifrei Torah, and you finish with the first one, you should put down the second one before you take off the first one. That's right, like we see, everyone does that minute, right? You first put down the second one, and then you do Hagbah on the first one. Why? Kedei, that Shoyseir died of Pilim and the Mitzvahs. You shouldn't leave it without anything. Other Rabbah, when you have to remove one and put down another, so you first put down the second one and then you remove the first one, so there shouldn't be a time that it's empty. So if that's true, so even according to the Chacham that there were two Cains, but still, Al-Sadin of Shoyseir Das, Pilim and the Mitzvahs, why don't you do the same thing? Why don't you first pick up the Par and then put down the Sar? Why should you put down the Sar first and then you see Das, you put him in the Mitzvahs? How does this Gemara stem with the Ramah? Interesting question that he asked. Hilchas Sefer Torah. The Ramah says the correct thing to do is put down the second Torah first and then pick up the first Torah. And here we have in Masechtas Yuma that if you have two Cains and you're able to, you first put down the Sar and then pick up the Dama Par. That's the effect of the Magen Avraham Akasha. So the Ramah says the Teretz. Because here, the problem is that if you're going to pick up the Dama Par first, then put the Dama Sar, you're going to have to pick up the Dama Par with your left hand. Because you can't hold both of them in your right hand. You can only hold one hand, one mizrak per hand. So you're going to have to do it with your left hand. So that's a shtickle problem. We don't want you to do it with your left hand. And Mimela, that's why we tell you to put down the Dama Sar, pick up the Dama Par, so you'll be able to pick up the Dama Par with your right hand. Now, Shanghi, the Sefer Torah, no such a problem. So Mimela, better to do like the Ramah, Shloye Pnuyim and the Mitzvahs, to put down the second Sefer Torah, then pick up the first Sefer Torah. That's among the Avraham's Teretz. Pimagandam says another possibility, that here's two separate Mitzvahs. So the Dama Sar, you'll get embarrassed, it's like a biyish to the Dama Sar, if you pick up the Dama Par while the Dama Sar is still there. But here you can't say that the first Sefer Torah will get embarrassed if you put down the second Sefer Torah while it's still there, because it's all Torah, it's all the same Torah, it has the same words, and they're competing with each other. Alright. But it's interesting to say, the Panim Yafes from the Aflah, in Parshas Achreim, it says exactly the opposite of Magen Avraham. He's not trying to answer Magen Avraham's kasha, but Memele he is. He still wants to know, why the Chum make two Canaan? Why not one? Why the Chum say to do two? Why not one? So he says, you know why? Because he says, obviously, when he's holding the Dama Sar, he's holding it in his left hand. How do I know? Because the Azor is with your right hand. Avodah is done with your right hand. Azor is an Avodah. So if you're doing the Azor with your hand, you have to do it with your right hand. So which hand are you going to be holding the dam? Your left hand, right? Now, if he comes with his left hand, and there's only one cane, so he's going to have to pick up the dam of power with his right hand, put down the dam of sar, and then switch the dam of power from his right hand to his left hand, that would be a little bit difficult for the chul of the kain gadol. Better have two canim, so he can put it down with his left hand, pick up the dam of power with the left hand, he won't have to switch it from his left to his right. That's what he says. So, and that would also answer the then we're going to have kasha, because the reason why you put down the damasara first and then pick up the damapara, according to him, is because you want everything to be in the left hand. We don't want him to have to bother switching it from the left to the right. So the shayla is, what's the machlokes among Avram and the Panim Yafes? Why does the Panim Yafes hold that it's in your left hand, the Magram hold it's in your right hand? So I think the Teretz is Pasha. The Mikdash David, in Simuch Avdal, I say, has a shayla. When he's carrying the dam out of the Kachik Chachim into the Heichal, is that called an Aveda called Heilacha? Certainly when he's carrying the dam into the Kachik Chachim, he's doing an Aveda called Heilacha. And Heilacha has to be done by Yamin. So you have to be holding the dam apar and the dam asar in the Yamin, right? The Kaf and the Machta, it's a special hetter to hold it b'smail. But the dam, of course, he has to be holding b'min because Heilacha has to be done by Yamin. But what about when he's bringing it from the Kachik Chachim to the Heichal? Is that also Heilacha and you have to hold it b'yamin? Or maybe, since when he brings out the Dhamma Par, he's not doing the Zrika right away, he's putting it down and then going out to Shech Vesar. So that was not called Halacha. Also, when he brings out the Dhamma Sar, he's not doing the Zrika of the Dhamma Sar and the Omer right away. He first has to put it down and then do the Zrika of the Dhamma Par. So since he's not directly bringing it to do the Zrika, maybe it's not called Halacha. That's what he claims. So that's the Machlokes. The Magen Avraham holds that it's called Halacha, and that's why, of course, he has to hold in his right hand. And that's his problem. How that's why he should put it down first, because he should be able to pick up the dam apart in his right hand. But the Panim Yafes holds v'keret. It's not a lacha. Simeli is holding in his left hand because he has the dazor in his right hand. So it has to be in his left hand. And Mel, since it's not a lacha, it could be in his left hand. And v'keret, that's the reason why he puts down the dam asar and picks up the dam apart, so he could pick it up in his left hand, and he won't have to switch it from his right hand to his left hand. Now he's bothered. When you pick up the Dhamma Par, or even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you pick up the Dhamma Par, so why wouldn't that be called Halacha? So Bishlam make the Rabbanan, you can pick it up with your right hand. But like Rabbi Yehuda, if you're putting down the Dhamma Sar, if you're picking up the Dhamma Par before you're putting down the Dhamma Sar, you're going to have to pick it up with your left hand. Why isn't that a problem of Halacha with your left hand? So he says that could be when you pick up the Dhamma Par, you're not yet doing Halacha because you're not bringing it any closer. You're just bringing it further. Maybe you situate yourself in such a way that you just bring it further, so you're not doing the halacha yet. Or he says, that could be in the heichal, there is no halacha, because you could be zarek any way you want in the heichal. It doesn't have to hit the pareichas anyway. So wherever you are in the heichal, you can do the zrika. You're not bringing it to anywhere. From the kodesh kodashim to the heichal, maybe it's called the halacha. But in the heichal itself, there's no halacha. You're not bringing it to anywhere. You could be zarek from right here. Just the same as there. When you bring it closer to the mizbeach, since the dam has to hit the mizbeach, so the closer you get it to the mizbeach, it's called the halacha. But if you bring it just in the heichal, so then there's no halacha b'chlal, because you're not bringing it closer to where it has to be. That's what he says. So Mel, that's a pshat. The Magen Avraham held, you have to hold the dam asar in your right hand, because that's halacha. And even the dam apari holds is a maila to pick it up with your right hand. And Isis is not ma'akiv, but it's a maila. It's not ma'akiv because I guess you're not being any closer, but it's a maila, and that's good for why you put down the dhamma sar first and then pick up the dhamma par. Now Shane Kane, the Panim Yafes, says, not a halacha. When you bring it from the Kaddish Kedashim to the Heichal, you're not bringing it for the Zrika. You're bringing it to put it down and doing the Zrika with the other one, so it's not called halacha. And in the Heichal Gufa, it's also not called halacha because you're not being ma'alachat anywhere. It's already where it's supposed to be, so that's why you do it with your left hand.